Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Aces and Eights is a music duo from the Black Hills. They join us today for a moment in sound to play, but also to kick off the 2018 season of the Black Hills Opry. Kim Bachman and Harland Allen are in SDPB's Black Hills studio. Kim, Harland, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us again.
Yes.
Let's start with the Black Hills Opry. Tell me what's ahead this weekend.
This weekend, we're kicking off the 2018 season of the Black Hills Opry up in Leed at the Homestake Opera House. And this season, we have a local or regional guest, and we have a national guest each show. And then, of course, Aces and Eights host the show. And this coming Saturday, May 19th, that's tomorrow, our local guest is actually kind of regional. She's out of Gillette, Wyoming, Sherry Ann Taylor. And then from Nashville is a Grammy-nominated songwriter, Tom Worth. And those are our two guests this time.
All right. So tell me, how many seasons has this been? How long has Black Hills Opry been up and running?
This is our second year, 2018.
Oh, that's it.
It was renewed second year. Last year was our kickoff, and it was a success. And we are grateful to the board of directors at the Homestake Opera House for renewing a second season and seeing the need in the area for old-time classic country show.
Doesn't it seem like it's already like an integral part of I was thinking it had many seasons because it just has that feel that it's just already a part of who we are.
Yes, we are feeling that way too. It's very comfortable and very inviting. So we're grateful to come back our second year.
All right, so walk people through what a show is like then.
Our show is very similar to what you would probably see on the Grand Ole Opry stage in that the ambiance is set by the stage being lit up by huge portraits of the legends, Tammy Wynette, George Jones, Don Williams, Merle Haggard. They're all huge portraits on the curtains behind us on the stage. And so when the audience looks up to the stage, they see all the legends. And those of us who walk on the stage and know the legends are up behind our left shoulder, we just can feel that history. And the flow of the show is very much the three acts. We as Aces and Eights host it, and so we kick the show off and sing a set, and we get to introduce our regional and our national guests, and so we weave on and off throughout the show, and so it's not one person opening up for another. We weave on and off, and we are grateful this year to have added Bill Palahniuk from North Dakota. He is our MC, and he has a long history of radio and a history with the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, and he is going to be running the show for us this year. We're excited to have him aboard.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. Let's give people a little taste of what's ahead with some music from Aces and Eights, if you will. What do you feel like playing for us first?
Just a classic old country song, and we kind of do it as a duet style. It's called Dim Lights, Thick Smoke, and Loud, Loud Music. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. It's the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
No, I'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Our guest, Aces and Eights, the music duo, Harland and Kim, are with us today. I was watching your NPR Tiny Desk contest entry this morning. And is it my imagination, or are you singing around an old-fashioned school desk in that piece?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see it right.
That's a little school desk, yeah. Yeah, that's an old school desk that my wife and I have in our dining room. And we have a little school theme in our dining room, and that's part of it. So,
yeah, you have to maybe know what you're looking at there. I like the flavor. What has been the response, for the Black Hills Opry? Obviously, it gets renewed. People want a second season. What are you hearing audience members and then musicians say about it?
I really had a neat experience. My husband Mark and I were shopping in Shields, in Rapid City and last winter, and this gentleman came walking up to me and he said, Hey, do you sing at the Black Hills Opry? And I said, yes, I do. And he put thumbs up and he said, that's the real deal up there. And so the response has been very much like that. It's been very much, you know, hungry for that old stuff and liking the simpler stage setting and not all the flashing lights and loud music, that sort of thing. People are hungry for that, just that old country sound. And that's pretty much been the response we've had.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good response from people that just, they want to go back to the old style classic country they love that kind of songs and material and the show we put on with it. So,
Harland, are you seeing a generational switch too, where some younger people are starting to say that they like it because, you know, it's something fresh to them, and older people are saying they like it because it's, you know, familiar and it needs to stick around? Are you seeing that yet, or is there more work to be done there?
We are seeing a lot of younger people. You know, younger to me, well, I'm going to be 60 in about a month, so younger is anything under 60. But yeah, we're seeing some younger people in their 20s and 30s that really are getting back to the roots, the country music roots, and love the style of music that we're putting together up there.
All right, let's hear another song. What would you like to play for us next?
Let's do an old Don Gibson tune, shall we?
Okay.
Just to give you a taste of what you're going to hear up there at the Opry. 2, 3, 4.
The 2018 season for the Black Hills Opry, and I want to make sure that we get one more song in here, guys, but give us the details on how to get tickets, where is it at, what time, and one more lineup of the guests that are coming just this weekend. Big, big excitement there.
I'll tell you a little bit about the guests, and I'll let Harlan fill you in on the details of getting tickets. Sherry Ann Taylor from Gillette, Wyoming, will be joining us. She sings a whole lot of Patsy Cline, as we understand, and we're sure excited to have her on stage with us. We also have Tom Worth from Nashville, Tennessee, and Tom will be doing a solo set for us. He just recently released his latest album, A Different Soul, where he collaborated with Vince Gill, T. Graham Brown, and John Ford Coley. He was nominated for a Grammy and has signed with a number of record labels. You're really going to enjoy him. We look forward to having both of them on stage with us.
It's going to be a great show. Yep.
And tickets, Harlan, where are we at? Yeah.
Look online for tickets at the Homestake Opera House. I think it's homestakeoperahouse.org.
Yes.
And look for tickets there. I think you can also buy them at the door, but we're hoping it's going to be sold out, so you should get online and buy your tickets.
All right. One more song from Aces and Eights here before we let you out the door. What should we close with?
We're going to close with a fun song. We have an act where our stage show is very much comedy, full of classic country and comedy. So here's a little sample of
I'm just the straight man.
I told Harlan he could sing this song if I could write a retaliation verse, I wrote the retaliation verse.
Oh, you want to do that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote the retaliation verse to this, and so we dared him to sing it. You'll all recognize this one.
Okay. I don't see any problem with this song, why you needed to write a retaliation. But anyhow, here we go. Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and lift it up and change tires.
You can start your own fire and change your own tire. And remember, you ain't the boss of me.
And that is Aces and Eights, Kim Bachman and Harland Allen. You can go see them this weekend at the Black Hills Opry. Get your tickets at the Homestake Opera House website. We've got Tom Worth plays and, Sherry Ann Taylor? Sherry Ann Taylor, and then you also get to hear Aces and Eights. So good stuff, and a whole season ahead this summer, right?
That's right. Yes. Once a month, all summer long, May, June, Once July, a month. And August.
Okay, all the acts are up on the website now, or will there be more announced as we move on?
All the acts are on the website.
How did you find, you know, find the right people? How did you make those choices? We just have about a minute left here, so.
Yeah. Harlan and I did research. It was very important to us to keep that classic country sound, and so we researched and tapped our resources and started making phone calls, and we selected these folks.
It's a pretty exciting summer. Aces and Eights, thank you so much for being here. We really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
We enjoyed it.